The following has been paid for by the Rage You Nerds.
To divide and conquer. As
so,
we see.
So I took one of. I forget if it was Jared or TJ, one of you like, man, we should have like little clips to throw in there. I'm like, well, shit, I have a short YouTube video I made. I'll throw that in there for the Be Right Back.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I was watching that and I was sitting there thinking, I am so ready for this movie.
Yeah, it was. I did a little short video on the Mini Puffs clip that dropped this week.
I honestly, the original music from the original movie.
Yes!
It made me feel like so
that piano.
Happy.
Yes.
It was like, it was awesome. So on our Ghostbusters kicks, Mini Puffs, boys. I know I made a video about it already, but what are your reactions to the Mini Puffs or the clip itself?
Oh. Go ahead, DJ.
I absolutely loved it. It made me smile. It made me laugh. It made me happy. You know, it brought back memories and feelings that I haven't had in a long time.
I cried like a schoolgirl.
No, I didn't get that far, but you know, it's just I just saw it and was just like, I am so ready for this movie. Now, is it going to be in the movie, or like was what you said earlier, is it more of a promotional piece?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is it something that's meant to more sell toys?
Or so,
is it like a product placement type commercial?
Oh, this is definitely Sony's Baby Yoda is what they're banking on.
Yes, yeah. And I really feel that. I feel like this is the Mini Puffs are going to be the kind of new Baby Yoda kind of thing where because of the cross rift, somehow they sneak through in some way and they're going to be, I don't want to say good guy, but the new Slimer, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. I think
the
that's
new
a very
Slimer. She's going to have these mini parts. They remind me very much of the Minions and little bitty Minions. And the scene where like the one Stay Puft stabs the other one, they hold him over the fire and they're all just like, yee! And just their language that they speak. I don't know. This was the greatest thing that happened to me today was watching that trailer.
Literally, one of the puffs like, melting on the grill, like as soon as he's melting down, he puts a thumbs up for a Terminator callback.
Terminator, yes.
I got Gremlin vibes is what I got. I got like thinking of them in like the bar scene from the original Gremlins where it's just like them like doing all sorts of crap and you're kind of just getting the camera panning across all the insanity they're unleashing. This definitely had a lot of Gremlins feel, which is great.
I wish there was a way, legally, to do some sort of live theater reaction to when this movie comes out, because there's no way in hell.
Oh, no, I'm going to theater.
I don't care if there's a new virus. I don't care if I've got to wear a mask on my butthole. I'm going to watch this movie on a big, gigantic screen with big, gigantic volume. And if anybody tries to stop me, then I'm going to wrap them with my cane. I don't carry a cane, but I will in this regard. I can't wait for this. And I know you can't record movies in theaters. Obviously, that would be piracy. Haha. But is there anything against recording reactions? Can we get some GoPros and place them over our heads and put them up on us? And pretend like they're not there, and legit. I mean, I don't know. We got till November, which is a great birthday present, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna.
Thank you, Mr. Reitman. Thank you.
I'm definitely gonna go see this in theater.
And I maintain that three of us
should go see it together. Yeah,
if at all possible.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyways,
I'll clear my schedule for it. Just let me know when.
I will cancel my work. I'll quit the job.
I'll tell like, that. Boss
I'm sorry. You're going to need me to come in today? That's not going to happen. Ghostbusters comes out today.
But Chris, right, we're going to watch it on the weekend. Shut up! I quit. Be damned, job.
I can't work under these conditions. I quit.
take this job and shove it.
I clearly need Friday to mentally prepare. How you don't get this job is why I'm quitting. But yeah, no, the mini puffs were awesome. Again, I just think the music, the callback music. Oh my gosh. Just
the piano, the build up where they're coming up on the roof, and
well, they comes out like of the package and just kind of has that smile. I was just like, I want one.
And then he bit Paul. Like, and then he bit Paul Rudd, and I'm like, I really want one.
Kind of reminds you of like little mini adipose. Adipose for all of you is a Doctor Who reference.
Gosh, just the impaling one roasting. Yeah,
that was my best part. It's like,
and they seem so happy. Yeah.
I'm burning alive.
So you kind of feel like these little suckers, if this actually is a scene from the movie and not like a hallucination or something, like this is an actual scene, it feels like maybe they're gonna probably mush together and maybe Stay Puft the big guy shows up.
And how big, though? What if he's like a life-size Stay Puft that's like not a big Stay Puft? Like, there's so many ways they could go with that.
Yeah.
You could have the minion version of 1,000 little Stay Pufts where the people are like, whoa, all right, Stay Puft number two. You know, or you could have like they all morph together and make a man-size Stay Puft. Either way, I don't care. I'm in. I was already sold. Yeah. I'm super sold.
I'll say this, and then you boys tell me what you think. I think thousands of miniature creatures are actually more scary in like a realistic way than one giant one.
Yes.
Spiders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a giant spider, I feel like I can maybe get out of its line of sight and maybe hide from it. Thousands of these things overwhelming you like a tidal wave of tiny munchkins. I don't know. That just feels like a more of a threat to me.
I think that's a fight or flight thing that heeds on our human emotions. If I look at you, not you, but like if I look at a dude that's maybe 6'4", you know, and or I've got a bunch of like little things on the floor that are crawling towards me, it's like, okay, those things are kind of gross, but there's 1 billion of them.
Yeah.
I think I'll take my chances with the 6'7" guy and this piece of wood. You know, now if it's having said that, I'm definitely afraid of centipedes. One centipede or the 7-foot guy, I'm desperately jumping into the arms of the 7-foot guy, going, "Please kill him!" Because I hate centipedes.
That's fair. So Bill Murray has come out and has made some comments concerning Ghostbuster Afterlife and his involvement with the sequels to the original Ghostbuster and a reboot of Ghostbuster. And they've all been kind of an interesting mixed bag here. On Ghostbusters Afterlife, he says that, you know, at first he was concerned about joining up on this project. But after, you know, seeing it and talking to Jason, he said he felt like this was the right move, that this movie will bring it back to life, is what he referred to for the franchise. He complained that it was physically grueling for the short moment that he was in the film because they put on the packs, and he's old and they're apparently still heavy packs. So there was that for Ghostbusters Afterlife. He essentially said that him and his co-stars were tricked into doing Ghostbusters 2 under false pretenses. They were given a script made by Harold Ramis. They loved it. And then when they came into film, he goes, "What the hell are we doing?" Because apparently everything had been changed, and they just had to go ahead and keep filming. And then when he did the all-female one, he said, "You know, it was a thing. I was there." All right, there you go. That was Bill Murray. Boys, are we excited about Bill Murray's enthusiasm for Ghostbusters Afterlife? Or is this just someone pandering? Because he kind of gave, not necessarily glowing, but he gave positive-ish remarks about Answer the Call before it came out.
I kind of think that I really wish that he would have never said he was going to be in it or that he was going to wear the proton pack.
Yeah.
Make it a surprise. You know, there's been so much drama around Bill Murray and the Ghostbusters franchise as a whole that if no one ever said anything and just left it out, and then you go see the movie and all of a sudden there he is and he puts on the proton pack, you know, how much response that would have got.
I'm still going to give it a huge amount of response.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna go see it. It's gonna be one of those few movies that I actually see in theaters.
Listen, I think with a sequel like this that is so far removed from the original, that it doesn't necessarily hurt, because the diehard fans that are gonna show up are gonna still be overwhelmed with whatever. We talked about it earlier. Just hearing the piano keynotes in the clip with the mini puffs was enough to make me just start thinking, oh man, I love Ghostbusters. So, like, I'm going to be excited no matter what. And then for the new people, they may not even know what a Bill Murray is, which makes me sad on many levels. So, like, maybe they don't care, but maybe they
watch
should.
Watch Kingpin, you darks.
Oh, King.
You have to watch Caddyshack.
And that one.
I love his hair. What was his name?
Burt McCracken.
Just his hair. His hair. And to actually get the little quick trivia on Kingpins, he actually bowled 3 straight strikes for that scene where he got the turkey. I guess, spoiler alert. But the director was like, listen, Bill, we're going to film you until you get 3 strikes and we'll just splice it together. And Bill legitimately went out there and bowled 3 straight strikes without needing any additional takes or any additional cuts. So when you see the audience, like when you see the crowd like exploding there at the end, that's an actual reaction to Bill Murray going out there and throwing a turkey. Awful person in the movie. Awful character in the movie.
I don't think there's really a movie that he's been in that I didn't like.
Some of his artsy-fartsy stuff I'm not the biggest
fan
of.
Well, you know what? That The Aquatic Life of Steve Zissou or whatever it was called.
Didn't mind that one. Didn't mind that one. But, like, there's some other ones where I'm like, ugh.
You know one of those that he was, I don't even remember the name of the movie. He plays Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and I was thinking, what? When I first, Bill Murray as FDR would have been like, if you'd have been like, hey, Jared, who you got for FDR? My first choice would have not been Bill Murray. Sign me up for Bill Murray. Oh. He did an amazing job in that movie, and it's so far from anything Bill Murray that you would ever think of Bill Murray. Yeah, one of the things about Bill is everything he does is so associated with a comedic element that, like, when he does a serious role, you have trouble accepting it. He's a theater actor, just like Harold was. And that's where they learned their crap. That's why Ghostbusters was so good, is because you had 3 amazing actors, and then here comes Mr. Zedmore. not that he's not an amazing actor too. He didn't have the training that Harold Ramis, Bill, and Dan did.
And so, his role was supposed to be filled by Eddie Murphy, so maybe that.
And his role was supposed to be filled by Eddie Murphy. By the way, does anybody remember, Ernie and Harold's role in, what was that movie with Brendan Fraser and where they took over the Airheads? Airheads!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Trick question, man. Lemmy is God. You're the red, white, and blue. The funnest things you do.